welcome back to another exciting episode of the host Chad and his co-host me. Hi, Chad.
Hey, what's up? Hello from LA to Canada. It's 100 degrees out. My ball sweat has sweat.
That's interesting. I have a question for you.
I might have an answer.
I think Chad has finally figured out why he has issues with agents and managers. They don't have my work ethic or high standards. No, everything I book, accomplish, I did it myself. I've always been my own agent, manager, and I know how to do it better than them. Would you like to discuss this quote?
Sure. I'm pretty much accurate. Alas, I haven't, my, because it's kind of a slow season right now because of summer. But I haven't even heard back from my managers for like 3 weeks now. And I know the senior manager, he's working on a TV pilot for, I guess, Tubi. So I'm like, so his priorities isn't his clients right now. It's getting the TV show up and running. But yeah, no, it's just like I'm out there every day grinding pretty much, booking myself. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I really don't need a freaking agent or manager if I have to. Like, it's just I got them because I wanted to have a little more consistency in work, and I'm the one that's booking these big auditions. I was the one that got the one short film with the one actress. I got the one feature for the Brian Hooks project. I was the one that got that the horror feature that I was supposed to, I didn't get, but the horror feature, the Bill Moseley, I did myself. And yeah, so I'm sitting there like this one TV pilot called The Creatives, I also got myself. So really, I'm just like, what would they really, like, why am I paying 15% for gigs that I get? You know what I mean? So they won't get money if I book it myself. But still, it's just it's like, whatever.
So are they fired?
Not yet. It's only been, I'm going to give them time because it's only been, I see, March I signed with them. So April, May, June, July, August, September, October. I won't give them until November because usually that's when it's when the showbiz goes down, like slows down again because of the holidays. Because like I'm going to try to find an agent within the next few weeks too because I'm getting backstage again and reaching out to them. And I'm going to see if they – I'm going to make a short list because some needs managers or industry referrals. And see, I'm going to send them like, hey, these agencies I'm interested in, can you connect with them? If they do it, that'd be great. If they don't do it, I know their priorities aren't in my career, so I'll can them. Because I have no problem firing people. Like, I've been notorious for that, where it's like, if you're not going to be on the same wavelength I am on, like, why waste my time? Like, that's how I look at it. Because I fired even my last agent, like, where I was just like, we did it for a year. And I was getting, and they actually got me auditions and bigger auditions too because they're agents because they do more than what managers do. That's why I'm trying to get an agent right now. So,
two questions here that we're saying: do they listen to this show? Number one,
I doubt it.
Number two, how come I'm not fired yet?
Oh, what you mean? Like, you haven't fucked up that bad.
Oh, okay, good. That was just my third question.
Yeah. You haven't fucked up too bad, cockboy.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Now, more quotes from Chad's social media, since that's I seem to love reading.
Jesus.
Mr. Bean takes a stand against cancel culture. Chad has something to say on it, because, you know, Chad and Mr. Bean are really tight. I agree with him that comedy should offend or trigger people. Yeah, I'm against mob mentality, but I really don't believe in cancel culture. Complaint, which plays into the right-wing fascist propaganda. On the flip side, woke comedy is not my cup of tea either. So explain that, because that's a little hard to follow.
How is it hard to follow? I'm like, don't you
guys
have that?
Well, you are woke, though. You do like woke culture.
Not really. Not really. I'm not into, like, the whole, like, political, like, and again, I mean, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Newsom? I hear you going on about Newsom constantly.
Well, yeah, that's different.
It's not.
That guy's just like a cockboy, man. He just gets, like, raped in prison. But
that may happen, but not because of anything I said.
Well, you see, woke is a whole different thing where it's like, woke is like social injustices and stuff like that. that it's very like a liberal thing, which I don't like do it. Like, what was it? Someone was saying like now a lot of stuff like woke comedy. It's almost like, is it a comedy show or is it like a woke comedy rally? It's like, there's no like comedy supposed to be like, you know, making fun of things. And there's lines where I don't even cross, where I, there's some jokes that even I look back in my 20s and it's like, that really didn't age well. But it's hold just on. Like,
this is from a guy that references to Ralphie May, who thinks he's the greatest comedian of all times. Now, there's you do. You love Ralphie May. He crosses the line a ton. Man is hysterical.
Mm-hmm. But he's also dead now.
And he didn't die because somebody killed him because he was woke.
True. No, I like, don't get me wrong. It's just like, but Ralphie May is Ralphie May. Just look at him. You're like, oh, look at the fat guy. Let's give him a hot dog kind of thing. Where it's just like, I don't know. I'm like, there's a whole thing where it's like the cancel culture where like you see always bitching and moaning. It's always the rich white guys. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's the ones that usually are like ones who are worried about like, oh my God, a cancel culture. Like if you see that kind of on the comedy side, it's usually like, it just feels like it's hack. It's like, that's what I was just like. Usually the ones that's like, oh my God, I'm getting canceled. I get fear of canceling. I can't say what I want to say. No, you can say what you want to say. There's nothing wrong. There's no one stopping to do that. Like, and now you have to do consequences. Like, yeah, I feel like the mob mentality is doing the whole thing where it's just like, it's a little bit much about it. It's like, oh, like I agree with the thing. If you don't like something, change the channel. Like today, I was at Starbucks today and I started laughing because this like leftist chick, she started flipping out because this Armenian guy in a Tesla parked in a handicapped spot. And she's like, oh my gosh. She like literally got his face, started yelling, oh my God, you parked there. And he's getting his coffee, which he shouldn't park there anyways. But I was just like, right there, like, you should get tickets. She's like, oh my God, you're a piece of shit, blah, 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 blah. And she started yelling at the barista saying she needs to call the cops and stuff. And they do this in their parking lots of crap. And someone who doesn't have legs, da, 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 da. I was like, this is what she said. She's like, I was sitting there like, mm. And this poor barista's like a kid. She's like, what the fuck's going on? The Armenian dude, because Armenians, you know, they're trashy. And they're going like, and he was just like, fuck you, bitch. Da, 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 da. And I'm just sitting there. I'm just like, oh my God. I was just like looking at, like, I'm just sitting there like, man, do I really want to talk shit right now? Because this is the funniest, stupidest thing I'm listening right now. I'm like, I wanted to go like, bitch, yeah, you're right. You know, he did park there and he didn't have to be all dick about it too. But I was sitting there like, who made you the handicapped, you know, police? I'm like, are you in a wheelchair? You want to roll up on him with sirens? Like, yo, I got no legs. I'm going to yell and scream at you. And he's just like, oh, you're a Democrat, blah, blah. I'm just like, oh my God. People are just going full retard right now. It's just not, it's stupid. I'm just like shaking my head like, wow.
Is this the point in the show I say the comments are all Chad's, nothing to do with extra features? Please don't send me any hate mail.
He's Canadian. Canadians, you know, they don't do shit anyway. So
correct.
Because they're accepting all Americans who need all abortions now. So
that is true.
That's gonna be
I'm not going to ask you about Roe versus Wade.
You're not going to get... You're like, not going there. Too soon.
No, not too soon. You're just not a female, and it's not something you should be concerned with.
Yeah, I personally, like, realistically, I don't care about it because it's not my body and it's not my choice. So, like, if chicks want it and stuff, they should get it if they want. It's not my problem. So that's how I look at it. Like, that's how I look at it. I'm just like, whatever. But then on the Catch-22, which kind of sucks, is the SCOTUS, like the Supreme Court. They look at the technicality of the Constitution and stuff. So it's really not their opinion. It's based on, is it in the Constitution? That's what sucks, because law is such a weird thing. Because, like, I wanted to be a lawyer at one point, and I'm just like, these laws, it was such a big thing. Congress and the state and the Senate would have spent a lot sooner changing rules and stuff and amending things instead of waiting for 50 years where you have a Supreme Court be like, yo, you know, you guys kind of fucked up on defining these things, and it's not in the Constitution. We base it on it. You guys then make amendments, so you're fucking dumbasses. But yeah, so it's like a catch-22. Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
I'm going to give you an option. Do you want to discuss Audrey Hepburn movie, or do you want to discuss main characters, kids? Which one would you like?
Main characters?
Never mind. Chad wants to comment. I have to agree. I'm tired of the kids. Main characters, I'm sorry, but they carried season four. So you've been watching Stranger Things.
Oh, Stranger Things. Yes, yes, yes.
And you don't like the kids in Stranger Things. I guess there are more kids now in Stranger Things because I haven't watched this season yet.
I really feel like, and it's just it's me as a creative, I guess. I think they should have ended on season three because it was on such a good high note. They should have ended. I feel like season four, they should have done a time jump or something. Because they're still playing the same age from season three, and they look like they're 25. I'm just like, I didn't know I was watching a WB soap opera where a 30-year-old is playing a 15-year-old. That's the only thing that's bugging me, because they all look like they're on fucking steroids, and I'm like, whoa, you guys been eating too much McDonald's or something. You're like, Jesus. But they, like, because they're making so many characters in so many locations that they added characters, and they're limiting the actual original characters that I thought made the show, and they're not getting in because it's an ensemble piece, but it's just like some of the kids, they're not good actors. The kid who plays Dustin, though, he's freaking genius. I feel like he's so superior to acting and comedy out of the whole group. I'm sitting there, I'm like, he should have been like, season three, I'm done, I'm gonna go do real shit now. You know, I'm a grown ass, like, he's 20 years old and playing a fucking, what was it, 14, 15-year-old now, like a freshman in high school. I'm like, bro, you almost drink illegal age where you go to a strip club and bang, you know, hookers and shit. Like, well, you know, hookers were illegal a lot, but in Amsterdam they are, whatever. But but yeah, so that's my opinion on it.
I would discuss something else that came up on your feed. Correction, showed up to work, didn't have to work today. Yay! Oh, so after working 3 days straight, 11.5 hours shifts, I'm going to take a nap till Sunday. My comment is, you berate me for being old constantly on this show. I don't think I've ever missed a recording or anything like that. So I just find it weird that you made a big boo-boo.
Big boo-boo for, like, what, the... for, like, working 11 and a half hours? Because part-time.
No, I'm not supposed to. Showing up to work.
Oh, no. Because I was supposed to, well, this, to be accurate, the manager or the owner, I should say, the owner, they actually brought someone else in. Like, they called corporate office, like, hey, we need more help. Basically, because everyone at my day job. So I work only Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I get Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off. Well, during those 4 days off, half the staff gets COVID. So it's just ones who didn't get sick was me and the two owners. So one owner was cooking, one owner was driving all day, and I would work to register all day for 3 days straight. And basically, which kind of annoyed me, it was like they could have called corporate office and was like, hey, can you send us a manager and an extra cashier? But they didn't want to do that. But luckily, I show up Saturday. We're waiting for this one guy who got COVID, who's supposed to be clear for it and everything. He showed up, so I was like, okay, cool. I'm outie. I'm going back to bed.
So that's what happened on Facebook.
Yeah. No, it wasn't even a thing. I showed up because they didn't know who was going to show up, and the manager didn't tell me that he was also calling. Like, literally, I showed up at, like, 10:55, and then I see, like, one guy who's the night manager come in, driving in, like, because he needs to work finally. And then also, yeah, I called a night manager, like another manager and another cashier from a different store. So I was just like, oh, well, it'd been kind of nice if he told me 8 in the morning so I could, like, stayed in bed and whacked one off and went back to sleep, you know.
Sure, mom's going to enjoy listening to that. Casting pet peeves. I got sometimes that casting directors and directors need to extend audition submissions. Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing a trend of a lot lately from CDs, which I don't know, casting directors extending submission deadlines, which makes them look unprofessional or not knowing what they want. Or maybe they're just idiots.
Did I say idiots?
No, I did.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't remember saying idiots. I'm like, whoa. Let's make that clear. Chad didn't call casting directors. I didn't call you guys idiots.
Nope, that's
that was,
me.
That was
Simon
Canadian,
of the extra. The Canadian called you guys idiots because I don't care.
No, it was like, it's like the last few auditions. Like, cause I work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I have 4 days usually to catch up on my auditions. So I schedule my time and get everything ready. And I go and I do my 15, 20 minutes. Cause usually it only takes 15, 20 minutes to record my shit and then edit and do all my wonderful shit. Cause you know, I'm awesome. But, yeah, it's just like they do it, I do it, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, hey guys, our bad, we're gonna extend it for another week. And I'm like, motherfucker, you guys could have told me this before I was rushing home, trying to set shit up, everything like that. That's what gets old, where I'm just sitting there, I'm like, are you serious? It's basically like, oops, our bad, we didn't, like, we're extending it. And I'm like, sometimes I get it, like, cause shit happens, life comes up, and everything. But it was like, it's almost like every single audition. And I'm like, come on, people. If you give us a 5-day period to do it and then you extend it another week, that's like, what, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 days extra? I'm like, that would have been nice. I would like, can I go back and reshoot my shit then? It means I could prep it more time because like, I usually give myself like a day to prep and stuff. So I'm like, I don't like some people, like now they extend it for like 7 days. Someone could like prep for 5 days and make it look like fucking awesome audition. So I'm just like, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I'm glad you said the word ridiculous because you did make a comment about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, which I thought Chad would never watch because that might be a little too trashy even for Chad. Would you like me to read what you had to say? Or do you remember?
I don't remember. I'm surprised I remember my own name.
Okay. Because you're a human trash being. Look at her. 2008, 2012. Relationship with Tessa Van Rie. And how the media totally forgot about the arrest. Misdemeanor, domestic violence in 2009. When she hit Van Dien Airport with witness. Then her coming out, the witness calling them homophobic and misrepresenting the situation. That's not even the issues against her on film sets. So what do you know that I don't know?
Okay, what you mean, like, what, like, on film sets? I have people who worked with her, I know, that she yells at them, berates them. Like, she even spits at them. That's what cracks meant when they brought out in trial, like, oh, she spit at one of her staff. I'm like, yeah, she does that shit. She's, like, a cum dumpster of a person. Like, literally, a cum dumpster of a person.
That's it? That's all you got to say?
I'm like, dude, it's like, it's out there. All the information is out there. That's what cracks me up. Or like, that's why I'm surprised they didn't even bring it in the court thing. Cause like, she had no problem bringing up Johnny Depp's ex, Kate Moss. And then he brought Kate Moss in. Why don't they bring up her? Like, Johnny Depp should have been an asshole. If I was like a lawyer, I would have been like, hey, let's get Amber Heard's ex-girlfriend of so many years. And that because like there's it's in a paper like she did in the public where she actually accused the person who witnessed it of being homophobic. You're homophobic. I didn't punch her. And they're like, you did punch her. There was witnesses. And it's like, oh, you just missed. And somehow she got the chick like, oh, yeah, you just misunderstood the situation. Like, yeah, she's like a manipulative, like psycho bitch. Like, there's no other way to put it. Like, if she gets hit by an asteroid, she would not be missed.
True. Okay. Has Chad tried the Jack and Coca-Cola yet?
Oh, not yet. I want to so bad, but I have to wait to see if it fucks with my meds. Ugh. I had like a while back, I had like a hard Mike's lemonade and it gave me the spins because my meds mess with my blood and shit. It's like.
Okay. Chad writes, this Hollywood summer blows, man. I always forgot about this time at high school and college graduations when everyone goes on break until the 4th of July. They didn't have this during the pandemic. Why are you upset if you knew about it?
Well, I kind of forgot about it. That's the point. I was just like, didn't have it because no one was working in the pandemic. So I was like 2 years, like nothing. And then all of a sudden I was just like, oh, shit. No, it's because it's just like, I'm just sitting there because everything's year-round development now. There's no such thing as like a pilot season. Like everything is year long, but it's just like it's ridiculous. It's like, well, it's year long, but everyone goes on vacation from November to January. Well, technically. February because all the agents in January, June through parts of July, nothing. So it's just like, it's almost like a Jewish holiday. It's like 6 months of actual working. So that's what it is. It's just like, okay, 6 months of doing what? Well. That's why I get also mad at managers and agents because like, oh yeah, we'll get back to you. And like nothing. So it's just like ridiculous. Ridiculous.
My last question is, what would Chad buy? Well, I keep seeing these things on TikTok that people have like these cool snack stores with snacks around the world. I don't know if you've seen them. Like they have 18 diet flavors of Dr. Pepper. They have weird kind of cereal. What would Chad buy in this store is what I would like to know.
I don't know. I don't have TikTok because I never liked TikTok. I did it briefly, but didn't like it. The different soda flavors, that's kind of interesting, though. Like, I always like trying different flavors. I don't know. Do you have anything, like, on Mexican hookers or something? Or strippers?
I could check. Now, my last like, question is, would Chad buy the Oreo
cake? You're like, yeah, I could.
Do you remember Oreo cake pot cookies? They're like Oreos, but they're almost like cake. Did you ever have them in the USA or no? That's what I would buy. I'm going to have to find you some. I haven't seen them in years. So they had like Oreos, but they're shaped like cake.
I think.
They were so good. Okay, you're done. I don't care.
It's like, was it hand size or actual like cake?
Hand size. Small. Like cookie size.
Shadows out.